Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's say a very good morning to former Red striker John Durnan. Morning, Durns.
Good morning, Steve.
Everton making all these signings. They're on to £90-odd million. Liverpool not doing too much business at the moment. And Jamie Carragher doing a great job of trolling the Everton fans last night. So he put up on his social media a picture of... have you seen the picture of Jurgen Klopp wearing the umbrella on his head in Ibiza? and underneath it, he put... when Everton sign 4/5 players, but none of them would make the Liverpool team. And this picture of Jurgen looking a little bit stupid. So it got me thinking, which ones of these Everton signings would make it into the Liverpool team? So given that they've made five now, what's your perspective on the overall signings they've made, Durns?
Well, I mean, there was talk about signing Keane. I want him. I think if you look at him, I would probably have him in the starting lineup in the back four.
So that's completed now. It's £30 million they've paid for him.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I mean, he's shown potential, but I mean, he's still a young lad. And like I said, we showed interest. So the interest is there. So I think if you were going to pick any of them, I'd probably pick him. Because, I mean, like I've said, yeah, hit on it last week. We haven't signed any defenders yet, and we need to sort out the defence.
And this lad's clearly got a great future ahead of him. £30 million. I think that's... I'd probably agree with you. I think that's the biggest buy for them so far.
Well, it is. I think, listen, it's a lot of money for a defender. I don't care. I mean, £30 million, that's the goal right now. Or, well, £15, £20 million, that's just the average. But £30 million, you're paying that little bit extra to hopefully unearth that jewel that's going to make, obviously, a really good signing and make you know, a presence in the team. But for me, he's the only one I'd probably choose.
There's been a bit of a question mark with Simon Mignolet. Now, Jordan Pickford for £30 million. Is he a player that would take the number one spot off Mignolet?
Yeah, good keeper, definitely. I think he would. But, you know, listen, I think you look at what Mignolet's been through and the way he was dropped for no reason at all. He was just dropped. He hadn't made a mistake, obviously, yet. Before that, it was question marks. He had a torrid half season. But the start of last season, when he was just dropped for no reason, when he hadn't done anything, and then the other clown came in. That's all I can say about him, because he is useless. But Mignolet came in. And do you know what? If it wasn't for Mignolet this season, we wouldn't have got fourth place. Mm. That is without a shadow, that is a fact. He made some crucial saves, crucial times. And do you know what? Good luck to him. And I hope he progresses more, because it was a big season for him last season. And he stood up to the plate and he's become a man. And as I said, if it wasn't for him last season, I'm telling you now, any Liverpool fan, I beg to differ, he got his fourth place.
Do you see Mignolet getting better and better then? How many years are we talking about Simon Mignolet being Liverpool's first choice keeper?
Well, I mean, I'm not to say he hasn't got anyone on the radar, but for me, he's done nothing wrong. Like I said, he was much better last season. He's our number one. You stick with him. And you stick with him until he starts making clangers after clanger. They all make mistakes, but with a goalkeeper, it's highlighted. But like I said, that guy could be Liverpool's number one for many years. He's still young. A keeper can go on for many years and he can establish it as being one of the greats. If that happened, that's all down to him.
So Michael Keane would get in Liverpool's side. Jordan Pickford might not. Davy Klaassen for £24 million. Do you know much about him? Do you think it's easy to move from the Dutch league?
Well, again, I mean, it's one of them, isn't it? The Dutch league, you know, Suarez playing their kite. Is he going to be a star? I don't know. It's one of these. You've got to take a chance with these players. He seems to have watched them. He knows what he wants. And like I said, the progression from the Dutch league into the Premier League, it's going to be hard, but people take it and people don't. It just shows how good a player he is. And that's down to him. It's all down to him whether he's going to be a success or not.
Yeah, Henry Onokuru, the other signing. But Everton now heavily, more than heavily linked with Wayne Rooney. Here's one of the pieces this morning. Paul Joyce is writing, Everton have stepped up their efforts to lure Wayne Rooney back to Goodison Park. There remains hurdles, most notably over his financial package. He earns £250,000 a week at Manchester United. But Everton's desire to strike a deal is now clear for the 31-year-old. Is it the right thing to do?
Well, well, I can see where he's thinking with the experience, bring him in. Whether the Everton fans are like that, because I think they've got short memories. This, we go back to like when he comes and he gets booed or whatever. I mean, the guy earned a fortune for the club. You know, he was an absolute breathtaking to watch when in his younger years, and he was sold on to a much bigger club. That's football. Just get on with it. But now, are they going to open their arms and welcome him back? That's down to the Everton fans. Whether I think they will. But for me, it's all down about the financial package of what he's going to earn. He's not going to earn that kind of money, but I'm sure he'll get round it with like shirt sales or merchandise percentages. Or that's the only way round it, because he won't be getting them wages.
But what about Rooney as a player? I mean, is he someone that can see a full season out? Is he a bit part player? Is he at his best when he's played a lot?
Well, do you know what? There's no reason why everyone goes on about it. I mean, he's fit. He probably does too much, tries too much. And, you know, if he's just stuck in a certain position, you can't, have a go with his energy levels. You know, he tries too hard sometimes to do too much. For me, you've got to manage him right, maybe play him every other week or whatever. But he'd be a great asset because experience, and he's got quality. I mean, there's no doubt on his day he can produce. So to do it week in, week out, yeah, it'd be question marks. But for me, as I say, if he didn't pay any money and he come up with a reasonable package, why not?
Seems the most obvious move for me. I mean, I can't see him going. I did think he might go to China, but I can't see that now. I don't think America's the one. I think he's just a bit of a homeboy, isn't he? I think Everton would be the obvious choice.
Well, you would think so, but if out of the two, I think he'd probably choose America rather than China. I know he goes over there a lot holiday-wise, and whether it's going to be weather-wise or whatever place he's thinking about going, but it'll be tough. But he just wants to play football, and I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a no-brainer. If Everton come up with a reasonable package where it's financially feasible, I think he could see him playing there.
On the Liverpool front, they're back in pre-season tomorrow. Still just made the one signing, Derns.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Hopefully they've got these pack of cards where they're just going to go bang, throw them on the table, yeah, I'm bringing people in. I can't get my head round. He hasn't signed any defenders yet. I just don't. Whether he's had a word with Sacco and Sacco's going to come back here, I just can't see that, because Sacco and Lovren, I could deal with at the back. But I just don't understand it. It's a bit too quiet for me.
Steve Hoddesell's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.